弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
真的，我们感谢主，我们常常可以一起敬拜。
Yet indeed, thanks to the Lord that we can worship together.
我们也要常常为传递信息的弟兄祷告。
And also, we should pray for the brother that preaches.
因为我们的弟兄也是跟我们一样。
Because the brother is just like you.
也是会犯罪。
Also is a sinner.
也是会软弱。
Also is someone who is weak.
所以常常神透过我们的弟兄。
And three times it is through these brothers.
讲一些神的话。
To speak the words of God.
在神的面前有一些交通。
And before God there is a fellowship.
相信他们里面都有一些的感动。
And I believe that these brothers they are touched.
特别需要弟兄姊妹的带导。
But yet, especially, they need your prayer to support them.
所以不管每一个星期我们主日来参加信息聚会的时候。
So whenever we come to our message on Sunday.
盼望弟兄姊妹都可以为那一周的讲员来祷告。
I hope that you will pray for the speaker of the week.
好，从我们要分享一个主题，就是彼此祝福相爱。
This morning, we're going to talk about how we should bless each other.
不晓得弟兄姊妹还记不记得上一次在你们中间分享的时候的题目。
I don't know if you remember last time when we talked, what was the topic?
上一次的题目是彼此恩慈相待。
Last time we talked about how we have to treat each other fairly.
重点呢是在路德记第一章。
And especially it was from the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
今天我们要来看路德记第二章。
Today we're going to read Ruth chapter 2.
所以我们要来思想这样的一个主题。
So let us think about the topic.
彼此祝福相爱
to bless each other and love each other.
那在这样的一个主题里面
and now in this topic,
当然如果我一直去陈述的话
if I talk and talk more and more,
不过就是一个故事
then it becomes a story.
可是我们一起回到神的话语来看
but now if we go back to the God's word,
所以我们呢今天花多一点的时间读这一段的经文
so today let us spend more time reading this.
好不好我们请弟兄姊妹翻开到路德记第二章第一节到第四节
So let us go to the book of Ruth, chapter 2, 1 through 4.
那有列印在你的周报上
It is on your program sheet.
那英文的弟兄姊妹就请你们打开你们的英文圣经在路德记第二章
For the brothers and sisters that speak English, open up your Bible.
第一节到第四节我请姐妹来读。
One through four sisters.
第一节到第四节我请姐妹来读。拿尔米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中。
A man of great wealth, the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. Ruth Moabite.
容我往田间去。我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿尔米说女儿啊你只管去路德就去了来到田间在收割的人身后拾取麦穗他恰巧到了利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里波阿斯正从伯利恒来对收割的人说愿耶和华与你同在他们回答说愿耶和华赐福于你弟兄姊妹在这一段的经文里面有一个重点
brother and sisters, in this message, there's this main point.
就是在第四节的部分
He said in verse 4,
他这里讲到波阿斯正从伯利恒来
He says, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
对收割的人说愿耶和华与你们同在
And said to the reapers, may the Lord be with you.
他们回答说愿耶和华赐福于你
And they said to him, may the Lord bless you.
我请弟兄来念第八节到第九节。
Brothers, verse 8 and 9.
请。
And Boaz said to
Ruth, 不得说女儿啊听我说不要往。
In another field, furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maid. Let your eyes be on the field of wine and go after them. I have commanded the servants not to touch you.When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw.
所以呢，在这一段的经文里面呢，我们看到这个大财主波阿斯对路德讲了一段话。
And in these two verses, we see that this wealthy man Boaz said to Ruth,
他要求路德能够留在他的田间。
And asked Ruth to only glean in his field.
和他的使女在一处。
To glean with his maid.
他也吩咐他的仆人。
And he also asked his servants.
不可欺负路德。
Not to touch Ruth.
任何时候渴了 可以拿水来喝。
Whenever Ruth is thirsty, go to the water jar.
我们再来读11节到14节，那我请姐妹来读这一段的经文。
Sisters 11 through 14.
哈斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。路德说，我主啊，愿你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我心。到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说，你到这里来吃饼，将饼交在处里。路德就在收割的人旁坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的。所以呢，在这一段的经文里面，同样也有一个重点，也就是波阿斯呢，他知道路德所做的一切事物。那他也听到人都告诉他了。
And also he had a full report of her.
所以呢，他在这里呢给路德一个祝福。
So here Boaz blessed Ruth.
他说，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
He said that I asked the Lord to reward you fully for what you have done.
你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
And now you take refuge under the wings of the God of Israel.
愿你满得他的赏赐。
I hope that you will be rewarded fully.
这也就是我们今天所唱的诗歌里面的重点。
This is the song that we just sang this morning.
我们来到神的翅膀下。
That when we come underneath His wings,
神必定顾念我们。
That God will take care of us.
不但顾念我们。
Not only will He take care of us.
丰丰富富的还赏赐我们。
But He will make us prosperous.
所以呢，路德听到这样话的时候。
So after Ruth heard this.
他说，我主啊，我愿在你面前蒙恩。
And she said, I have found favor in your sight.
好，我们再来看最后一处的经文，17节到23节。
Lastly, 17-23,
那我请弟兄来读这段的经文。
Brothers,
这样路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上将所拾取的打了，约有一一把大麦。他就把所拾取的带进城里去给婆婆看，又把他吃饱了所剩给了婆婆。婆婆问他说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那故婿你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今一个名叫花斯的人那里做工。拿俄米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，不断恩待活人死人。拿俄米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至亲的亲属。摩押女子路德说，他对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不要叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与波阿斯的使女藏在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德能与婆婆同住。所以呢，在这一段的经文里面，我们看到拿俄米对路德说一段话。
So in here we saw what Naomi said to Ruth.
愿那人蒙耶和华的赐福。
The man who is blessed by the Lord.
因为他不断的恩待活人和死人。
This is the one who treated kindly to the dead and to the living.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读这第二章的时候。
So when we read chapter 2.
那里面有三个人物，主要的三个人物。
Three main characters.
波阿斯
Boaz,
拿俄米
Naomi,
路德
Ruth.
我们看到这一章里面充满了祝福。
And in this chapter, it's filled with blessing.
因为呢，我们看到他们彼此之间过这样的一个生活。
Because we see that that's how they live their life.
所以呢，在他们里面就有那个爱产生出来。
So that through them, in them, there is now love.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的经文我不知道给你们怎么样的感受。可是呢，我就思想到，当我们愿意走在这个祝福的道路上的时候，我们愿意为别人来祝福的时候，你发现我们就走在这个爱的路上。我们一起低头祷告。 主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你愿意把那个美妙的话语赐给我们。
Because you're willing to give us your wonderful word.
主啊，就叫我们的心谦卑在你的面前。
So Lord, let us be humbled.
主啊，你来洁净我。
That you cleanse us.
主啊，按着主你的心意来分享你的话。
And this morning, through your real word.
主啊，叫我们众人同得你的帮助。
So that all of us can receive your
help. 主啊，在你的会所里面，我们同心这样的侍奉。
In your house, we come to you in one
heart. 我们有一个彼此祝福的生活。
Lord, let us have a blessed life.
主啊，我们也有一个彼此相爱的生活。
And let us love each other.
愿意主你祝福今日的交通。
So today, bless our meeting.
这样祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen. 弟兄姊妹，在这个 Gary Chapman 他这个作者呢，这本书他提到五种的爱的语言。
So brothers and sisters, in Gary Chapman's book, he talked about five languages of love.
这五种爱的语言呢，主要说到夫妻之间他们怎么样能够有一个双赢的一个策略来赢得彼此的信任。
And in these five languages of love, for a couple is how they treat each other, the strategy of them loving each other.
那这五种的语言呢，能够帮助夫妻之间有一个更好的交通。
And these five languages can help a couple communicate better.
当然我们知道他虽然第一本书说的是夫妻。
So his first book talked about a relationship of a couple.
同样的这五种语言呢，慢慢他发觉到在我们的人际关系里面也可以运用得上。
And furthermore, if you read on more, it can be used in all your daily living.
所以呢，他有说到儿女爱的五种语言。
Then he has another book to talk about the five languages of love between parents and children.
所以呢，就讲到父母亲怎么用五种爱的语言来跟自己的孩子说话。
These five languages of how the parents talk to their children.
慢慢的呢，又讲到就是说单身的人怎么样用爱的语言来与别人交谈。
And then afterward, how the singles can use these five languages to talk to the others.
慢慢的呢，最近又有一本书说到怎么样用爱的语言来和青少年来讲话。
And most recently, his new book talked about the five languages to how to communicate to a teenager.
所以呢，就在我思想路德记的时候
，So when I was reading the book of Ruth,
我就想到说啊，这个路德记里面的这个作者在描述他们的一个感觉的时候。
And I thought about when the author was describing this relationship between the people.
这五种爱的语言呢，就充满在路德记的里面。
How these five languages is filled in the book of Ruth.
所以呢，第一种爱语呢，讲到要用言辞来肯定对方。
The first language is how you have to affirm the other's words.
所以呢，第二个语言呢，讲到呢，彼此之间要有一个精心的时刻，也就是说，那个相处的时刻是一个有品质的时刻。
And secondly, the second language between a couple is how you have to spend quality time together.
第三种爱的语言呢，是讲到怎么样来给一个礼物或是接受一个礼物。
And the third language is how you give little gifts and receive this gift.
那这个礼物呢，是能够在彼此的心里面发出那个会心的一个回忆。
And through this gift, how you would come back with a heart of thanksgiving.
第四种爱的语言呢，是讲到一个服务的行动。
Fourth language is the act of service.
那这个行动呢，带出一个爱意来。
How you serve and show your love.
也就是说，我们用爱在那里服侍我们所爱的人。
In other words, it is with love that you serve.
第五个语言叫做身体的接触。
And the fifth language is the physical touch.
也就是一个亲密的接触在那里。
Meaning that when you are touching.
所以这个作者就在那里描述，当我们都学会这五种语言的时候。
So when the author says, when you learn all these five languages.
所以我们在生活上人际关系的两边来讲，都是一个双赢的策略。
And now in your life, you have this two-way relationship.
也就是说，你不但造就了自己，你还造就了对方。
Meaning that not only you are making yourself, but you're also making the other person.
所以我们刚刚读路德记的时候，我们就可以看到第一种语言叫做言语的祝福。
So in Book chapter, Ruth chapter 2, we see the first language, affirmation.
那在这个言语的祝福上面呢，我们可以看到。
And through the words of affirmation, this is what we saw.
特别讲到一个关系的建立。
It talked about how the relationship is building.
所以我们就用一个爱的言语在那里建立彼此的关系。
So it is through the words of love that we build this relationship.
我们还记不记得路德记第一章的时候，路德向她的婆婆说一段话。
Do you remember that in Ruth chapter 1, what Ruth said to Naomi?
她说你不要催我回到摩押地去。
And said, Naomi, do not make me go back to my
home. 我跟随你是跟定了。
I am going to follow you. I'm clinging on to you.
不管你去哪里，我就会跟你去哪里。
Doesn't matter where you go, I am going with you.
你住在什么地方，我就要住在那里。
Wherever you want to live, I will be with you.
他说你的神 婆婆的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
他说你死在哪里我也死在哪里。
Where you died, I will die there as well.
你葬在哪里我也葬在哪里。
Wherever you will be buried, I will be buried.
他说到一个那个爱的那个关系是那么的坚强，除非死能够使我与你分离。
It shows the strength of love that it is only through death that till they depart.
不然愿耶和华重重降罚于我。
Then otherwise, let the Lord punish her.
所以在路德的里面，她对她的婆婆有一个爱在那边。
So in Ruth, you can see how much love she has for Naomi.
就是死都不能够把他们分离的。
That only through death till they apart.
所以这样一个肯定的语言。
So this is the words of affirmation.
其实听在婆婆的心里面，我相信是非常感动的。
When Naomi heard it, I'm very sure she was very touched.
所以我们读到第二章一开始的时候。
So now when we come to the beginning of chapter 2.
当路德对拿尔米说。让我去田间，我蒙谁的恩，我就在谁的后面拾取麦穗。
When Ruth said to Naomi, "Let us go to a field, and whoever finds favor in my sight, let me go glean in his field."
所以这个婆婆里面，对一个做媳妇的，一来到这个异邦的生活里面，她愿意到外面抛头露面，不在意那个国家对她的那个国家的人民对她的感受。
So when Naomi and Ruth came to this place where Ruth is completely a stranger, but she's still willing to go out there and get food for her mother-in-law.
所以这个婆婆，我相信她里面呢，对她也非常的肯定。
So I'm sure this mother-in-law is greatly touched.
所以她就对她说，女儿啊，你只管去。
And then she said to her, "Go, my daughter."
所以呢，我们看到婆媳之间呢有一个祝福的关系在那里。
So here between the mother and the daughter, we see this relationship of blessing.
第一个神是媳妇向婆婆说出一个肯定的话。
One is that when the daughter-in-law goes out and affirm this relationship,
让她没有任何的忧虑。
So that the mother-in-law does not need to worry about food.
所以进到第二章一个新的生活开始的时候。
So now in chapter 2, when both of them start a new life,
这个婆婆呢也就祝福这个媳妇。
So what the mother-in-law did in return is she blessed her
daughter. 你就去吧。
Said, "Go, my daughter."
所以我们在第二节开始，第三节开始呢，我们看到路德来到波阿斯的田间。
Now in verse number 3, we saw how Ruth came to the field of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹，我读到这一段话的时候，心里面就有一个很大的感触。
So brothers and sisters, when I read this, I was touched.
就是呢，这个波阿斯他虽然是一个主人，
is that even though Boaz was the owner of this field,
可是呢，他对他的仆人呢是充满了祝福。
But yes, this Boaz is filled with blessing to his servant.
反过来看呢，我们看到就是这个仆人们呢也对波阿斯充满了祝福。
If you look at it from the other perspective, the servants are also blessing their owner.
好，相信也不是因为路德在这个田间波阿斯才表现出这样的一个行为来。
I'm pretty sure Boaz didn't just do it because Ruth was there.
我相信波阿斯在平常的日子里面就是这样对待他的仆人和使女。
I just think that regularly Boaz treats his servants fairly.
所以呢，他就说，愿耶和华与你们同在。
So Boaz says, may the Lord be with you.
好像我们在台湾的时候采茶的时候都会唱的山歌一样，对不对？
Just like that in Taiwan, when we go capture tea leaves, we would sing this
song. 这边唱一下，这边又唱一下。
We would sing this folk song when we.
两边都在唱的时候，采茶的人呢就很欢喜。
When both sides started singing, then it became the song.
那我们发现呢，这些仆人跟使女们也说愿耶和华赐福于你。
And then we see that the servant said back to Boaz, "May the Lord bless you."
弟兄姊妹，当我们工作的时候，在这样一个场合里面的时候，我们就觉得说做起事来特别的好。
So brothers and sisters, think about it. If you work in this environment, you will be strengthened.
好像老板很欣赏他的部署。
Just like the boss really treats his workers fairly.
部署呢，也对于他的老板呢，也充满了祝福。
And these workers are also blessing their own boss.
所以在这样的一个主从的关系里面呢，我们发现这是有那么爱在那里产生。
So here we see between the owner and the servants, there is love.
所以呢，我们再继续看下去的时候，在11节到13节。
Now, if we read under and then 11 through 13,
所以波阿斯就回答说，从你丈夫死了之后，
And then Boaz said to Ruth, said after your husband died,
你向婆婆所做的好事我都听到，我都知道。
All that you have done for your mother-in-law, is been reported to me.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
And I ask that your wages be full from the Lord.
所以呢，当路德听到的时候，他知道这一段话是一个慈爱的话，是一段安慰的话。
And after Ruth heard it, she knows that it is words of comfort and love.
所以我们又看到一个宗族的关系在这边。
Then here we also see a relationship between a servant and the owner.
虽然两边是不同宗族的人。
Oh, even though they're from different races.
波阿斯他是犹太人。
Boaz is Israelite.
路德他是摩押人。
And Ruth is a Moabite.
好像犹太人很不喜欢这些外邦人在他们的中间。
Even though the Jews does not treat the foreigner fairly.
可是我们发现波阿斯就突破了这样的一个宗族的隔阂。
But yet we see that Boaz has now overcome these boundaries of races.
他知道路德所行的之后，他就为他来祝福。
He knew what Ruth had done, and then he blessed her.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们在这里呢，我们需要来看一段应用的文字。
So brothers and sisters, let us read this with a word of application.
所以呢，这怎么应用这一段的文字呢
？So how do you apply this in your life?
这里说到说，当我们听到肯定的言辞
，It says here when we hear words of affirmation,
我们就会被激励。
We will now be encouraged.
从我们的里面就愿意回报。
And from that, we will now be willing to do more.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到，当我们听到肯定的言辞
，Here it says when we hear words of affirmation.
如果我们愿意肯定对方为我们所做的
，When we're willing to affirm what the other has done for you.
其实我们每一个人都会受到激励。
Then you will be encouraged.
在不同的时候，我们就会想尽办法来回报那个对我们说肯定话的人。
In other times, you will now want to do more for this person who has affirmed your action.
我最近呢在整理家里。
I've been cleaning up my house recently.
那因为实在没有太多储藏的空间了。
Because there's not much room for storage anymore.
那就需要把家里整理一下。
I have to clean things up.
好让我太太的创造力可以继续发挥。
So that my wife can continue using her creativity.
因为呢她常常需要许多在我眼里面觉得没有价值的东西。
Because she wants to do a lot of things that I didn't think much of.
经过她的巧手之后呢，又变得非常满意的东西。
But then through her own works, she will be very pleased with.
啊，我在整理的时候呢。
So when I was cleaning the house.
啊，一边整理呢，那当我心里很高兴，我没有抱怨。
And then I was filled with joy when I was cleaning.
啊，整个工程还在进行。
And I was still continuing working.
哦，最近就跟她讲说啊，我看我这个事做不完的。
And recently, et cetera, I don't think I can finish this.
为什么工程越做越大
Because this has now become a huge project.
哎，这边弄干净了，那边又不满意。
Once I clean up this corner, then the other corner look bad again.
那现在弟兄姊妹最好不要去我们家。
So brothers and sisters, do not come visit me right now.
因为到处都是乱七八糟。
Because the whole house is a mess.
只有一个很小的部分我已经整理好是干净。
There's only one small corner that's been done cleaning.
弟兄姊妹，当我那么认真啊，那么努力在整理的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when I put all my hard work in cleaning the house.
如果毕桑看到我的时候。
If my wife saw me.
那他就说你在干嘛
?And she said, what are you doing?
你的讲章都准备好了。
Have you prepared your message?
你都不准备讲章一天到晚在做这件事做什么
?You're not preparing for your message and just spending time doing useless things.
弟兄姊妹你想我心里会怎么样
?Brothers and sisters, what do you think I will feel?
你自己整理好了。
Why don't you go clean up the house then?
又不是我的事。
It is not my stuff.
是不是
?Right?
其实我们都可以这样讲。
It is so easy to say it like that.
可是如果我听到哎谢谢你为这个家所做的贡献。
But if what she said was thank you for cleaning our house.
那他在台湾的时候他打电话啊这个家多亏有你啊。
And then when she would, maybe she would call me and said, I'm so glad you are cleaning up the house.
啊这孩子有那么优秀的父亲。
I'm so glad that our children has such a great
father. 啊你实在太棒了。
You are so great.
弟兄姊妹，你想到我听到这个话，我会继续做嘛，对不对哈
？Brothers and sisters, don't you think if I heard this, I would do it even better?
再怎么辛苦都有代价。
Doesn't matter how hard I have to work, I want to do it.
所以这是肯定的言语。
These are words of affirmation.
然后我们看到主耶稣基督对门徒也是这样。
And it is similarly how Jesus treats his disciples.
所以呢，主耶稣死的时候，被钉在十字架上死的时候。
When Jesus died, when he was nailed to the cross,
其实这些门徒都很泄气。
I think that all the disciples are very discouraged.
主已经死了。
That my Lord is dead.
好像大家都要四散。
And then they got dispatched.
也没有人在带领他们。
And then no one was leading them anymore.
然后我们发现主复活了。
But then after our Lord has resurrected,
所以呢就在伯大的一个地方跟他们见面。
When they came back to Bethany,
主做了一件事情。
One thing Jesus did,
所以就是为他们祝福
is that he blessed them.
为这些门徒祝福
He blessed his disciples.
所以这些门徒呢得到主的祝福呢圣经上说他们大大欢喜
And then after his disciples received the blessings, now they're filled with joy.
回到耶路撒冷去在圣殿里面称颂神
They went back to Jerusalem and sing praises in the house of God.
他们的心不再泄气
They are no longer discouraged.
他们心被神的祝福激励起来。
Because now they are stimulated by an encouragement.
因为呢，他们知道神复活了。
Because they know that the Lord is resurrected.
所以呢，他们就愿意一直待在神的殿，在那里称颂神。
So that's why from then on, they're willing to stay in the house of God to praise.
第二，弟兄姊妹，我们来看第二点，就是时间的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, the second language is how we spend quality time.
我们特别要明白，我们是一个蒙召的人。
You have to remember that you're a people who are called.
我们的主呢，他是一位呼召的主。
That our God is the Lord who calls.
从他呼召我们开始呢
，When He calls you,
这个时刻就是一个甜蜜的时刻。
From that moment on, it is just a moment of sweetness.
我们在第一路德记第一章最后的时候
，And the end of Ruth chapter one,
特别讲到他们回到。这个回到犹大地的时候是一个收割大麦的时候。
When they went back to the place of Bethany, it is the harvest time.
可是呢在第二章结束的时候呢特别讲到就是说直到收割大麦结束的日子路德还与婆婆同住。
And then here at the end of chapter 2, it says that Ruth and Naomi are still staying together at the end of the wheat harvest.
所以呢在这样的一个相处的时间里面
It is through this time when they were together.
是一个非常甜蜜的时刻
It is this time of sweetness.
特别第二章呢这一天来讲对路德来讲是一个精心的时刻
And especially in Ruth chapter 2, this whole day was a blessed day for Ruth.
虽然经文里面特别提到路德恰巧来到波阿斯的田间
Even though in this chapter it says that for whatever reason, Ruth came to the field of Boaz.
可是却是神的一个独特的设计
But I know that this is the plan of God.
在第一节特别讲到
In verse 1 it says,
在拿尔米丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人叫做波阿斯
Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
他是大财主
Great man of wealth.
所以呢路德呢他遇到了这位大财主
And it is Ruth who ran into this great person of wealth.
就像我们一样我们遇见了主一样
Just like us, how we met our Lord.
所以呢我们在我们这一生里面遇见我们这位救主
So that in our life, this is how we met our Savior.
对我们来讲，我们真的是遇见了一位大财主。
To us, it is like meeting a man of great wealth.
所以呢，我们的主是一位丰富的主。
So that's why our Lord is a Lord of prosperity.
叫我们可以在他的田间拾取麦穗。
So that we can come into his field to glean.
可是我们看到路德记第二章十九节到二十节的时候
，But then when we read verse 19 and 20.
所以呢婆婆就问路德说哎你今天你在哪里拾取麦穗呢
When the mother-in-law asked Ruth, where did you go today?
愿那一个田间的主人呢得到祝福
May he who took notice of you be blessed.
所以当路德告诉他婆婆是波阿斯的时候
So when Ruth told Naomi that it was Boaz.
波阿斯就说他是我们至近的亲属
And then Naomi told her that he is our closest relative.
他是一个至近的亲属
This man is one of our closest relatives.
弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到我们救主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we met our Lord,
我们都知道他救了我们。
We knew that he saved us.
可是呢，我们不但知道他救了我们
，But we know that there's more than just him saving us.
我们更知道他是我们至亲的亲属。
We also know that he is also our closest relative.
所以我们跟神的关系不再是一个神与人的关系。
So that our relationship with our Lord is more than just the Lord and man.
我们跟神与神的关系变成父与儿女的关系。
Now it has become father and son.
他是我们最重要的亲属。
He is now our closest relative.
他是我们所要的。
He is the one we want.
他召我们。
He called us.
因为他是召我们的主。
Because he is the Lord who calls.
他召我们，让我们在他的会里面。
He calls us to come into his house.
来享受他。
To enjoy him.
所以呢在这样一个祝福的时间里面
so in this time of blessing,
我们要学习一件事情
one thing we need to learn,
就是一个精心的时刻
is that this is a time of alert,
是一个我们能够彼此在一起的时刻
this is the quality time that we get to spend with
所以在这样的时间里面我们都有一个思想
it is this time that we have to have this thought
我们不是彼此接近而已
It's not only that we want to be closer
to each other. 我们是在这样的一个精心的时间点里面，我们彼此吸引。
But it is in this quality time that we want to draw each other closer.
让我们的注意力能够在对方的身上，在他的身上。
So that we want to pay attention only on this person.
所以，如果我们常常把注意力放在对方的身上的时候
，when we set our focus on this other person.
我们就比较容易从一个正确的一个思想来想到对方为我们所做的。
Then we will have the right mindset, the same mindset as the other person.
所以呢，这样的一个精心时刻的学习，
So when we spend this quality time,
使我们愿意做一个蒙召的人。
Let us be a person who is called.
在这样一个蒙召的时间点里面，我们天天在神的殿里面拾取麦穗。
And in this time of being called, we will spend all our days in His house to glean.
弟兄姊妹，真的有时候我觉得我们在很多的事上，我们都要彼此学习。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many things we have to learn from each other.
其实在我自己刚结婚的时候
when I was first married,
有很多时候呢，我就是做我自己就可以了。
A lot of times I just want to be me.
碧霜她会说，哎呀，跟你结婚呢，好像婚前也没谈什么恋爱。
My wife would say that before we got married, there was not much sweet time.
我们认识九个月就结婚了。
We only met each other for 9 months.
所以没有时间谈恋爱。
So we never really have time to develop love.
那十个月之后呢？
And after 10 months,
那老大也生下来。
We have our first kid.
所以呢，很容易他的重点就在孩子的身上。
And then now all of a sudden our focus is on Joshua.
那我做我还是很得意，还是很自在。
And I'm still being me.
所以呢，他觉得好像从来都没有跟我谈过恋爱。
So my wife thought that we would never spend time creating love.
所以十几年过去了，她觉得每次说话你也不听。
So after years and years, she still thinks that I never heard her.
她想找一个人讲话也找不到。
And it's hard for her to find anyone listening to her.
大概去年吧，哈。
I think last year.
她就说，哎，我发现你最近很喜欢听我讲话。
She said, recently I find out that you listen to me.
所以呢，每次吃完晚餐的时候。
So every night after dinner.
我就开始静静的听她讲话。
And I would just stay quiet and listen to her.
有一天呢，她就告诉我。
And one day she said,
哎，我觉得最近有一点恋爱的感觉，我不知道她记不记得。
She said, I think recently I am now in love.
然后我就想到，原来要听她讲话。
And then I thought to myself, maybe all it takes is just to listen.
最近呢就再学了哈，继续学。我不是一个很厉害的人。
And now I'm still learning to listen.
我是比较自私的。
I am a selfish man.
最近吃完晚饭呢，就让孩子们洗碗。
And then recently I make my children do dishes.
他们一直都会洗。
Well, they always do dishes anyway.
我就坐在沙发上。
And I will sit at the sofa.
然后就故意的了。我是故意，我就说，哎，碧霜，你就过来一下。
And then I would ask my wife to come over.
她每次就会说，过来做什么
？And then she said, "What am I doing here?"
她讲话给我听呐。
And I said, "Speak so I may listen."
弟兄姊妹，我是觉得就是说，有时候我们可能，我是很木讷的人，可是呢，我觉得我们可以学习。
Brothers and sisters, even though I may be a dull guy, but there's things we need to learn.
如果你愿意花一点时间呢，跟你的太太、跟你的先生讲话。我相信有很美妙的感觉。
If you're willing to spend time to speak and listen, then you'll feel in love.
所以那一个精致的时刻在那里。
So that's when we spend quality time together.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，接下来几个月呢，我们可以为对方想象一下。
So brothers and sisters, in the next coming months, why don't you think for the other person?
想象一件事情是你可以跟你的太太，或是你可以跟你的先生一起去做的，或是你可以跟你的儿女一起去做的。
Think of one thing, one common a hobby that you can spend time with your wife or husband or children.
我相信五个月下来呢会不一样。
I think that in 5 months' time, there will be a difference.
你在你的心里面会跟我一样觉得很甜蜜。
Maybe now you feel in love just like I am.
所以呢，主的话说到呢，主耶稣从死里复活以后。
So the, in the Bible, it says after the Lord is resurrected.
那已经显现了三次，这个是第三次。
And he has revealed himself to his disciple for the third time.
所以呢，在这第三次的显现，他再一次向他的门徒西门呢来确定他的呼召。
And then on the third time, he spoke to his disciple Simon.
他对他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And he said, do you love me more than this?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在那里对他的门徒确定一个呼召，就是我召了你，可是呢，你有真正的跟随我吗？
So this is the time when the Lord gave an affirmation to his disciples, do you love me more than this?
所以第三次，主耶稣又再花一些的时间跟彼得来交通。
And then this is the third time that our Lord said to Peter,
主对他的门徒没有灰心。
Spend this time on Peter, The Lord was never discouraged.
我们对我们的同伴也不要灰心。
So let us never be discouraged.
第三个，我们要来看一个服务的祝福。
And thirdly, how we have to serve.
就是讲到一个我们是一个蒙爱的人。
That now we are a man who is loved.
我们的主是一个爱人的主。
A Lord is the love.
所以在这个爱中我们来服侍我们的主。
And it is in this love that we serve our Lord.
在爱中我们的主来服侍我们。
And it is in this love that the Lord serves us.
特别想到就是说我们既然在他的爱中我们就尽情的享受。
Particularly that now we're in his love, let us enjoy this love.
所以在第二章第八节到第九节的时候。
So in chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
波阿斯就对路德说女儿啊听我的。你不要往别人的田间去拾取麦穗。
Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field.
你不要离开我的田间，你要常常与我的使女们在一处。
Do not go on from this field, but stay here with my maid.
我的仆人在哪里割，你就跟着他们去哪里拾。
Wherever on the field they reap, you follow them.
我已经告诉他们不能够欺负你。
Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you.
所以我们可以看到在这里有一个爱的服侍在那里。
So here we see this service of love.
波阿斯把每一件事情都打点好了。
Boaz has arranged all things for
Ruth. 让路德可以很自在的在那里。
All Ruth needed to do was to follow.
他希望路德不要离开他的田。
And he wanted her to stay in his field.
所以在这里有一个受保护的吩咐在这里。
So here, it is a command of protection.
我们可不可以为着我们所爱的人来吩咐别人来保护他们？
Can you, for the person you love, ask someone to protect them?
我们的主就是这样待我们。
It is how the Lord treats us.
他爱我们爱到一个程度，吩咐许多的事情不伤害我们。
He loves us so much that he commands other things not to harm us.
所以路德呢，他受到这些保护的吩咐之后，人不会欺负他。
So Ruth, now who is under the protection of Boaz, does not need to worry.
他的行动不会受羞辱。
All the things she does will not be despised.
他在这个田间的享受不会被斥喝。
And then whenever she's on this field, she will not be touched.
所以在这个田里面，她非常的有安全感。
So that on this field, she feels protected.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的家里面，是不是有那样的一个安全感存在呢？
Brothers and sisters, in your house, do you have the same feeling of protection?
我们是不是为我们的配偶做了一个安全感的一个巢在那里呢？
Are you creating this boundary of protection for yourself?
让我们的配偶在那里，我们就可以享受，尽情享受这个家里面的安全呢？
So when the spouse is in this house, she feels protected.
所以我们在应用的时候，特别就想到说，为借着对方做事来表达彼此的爱。
So here, if we put it into applications, that's when we serve and do things.
弟兄姊妹，我们最近做了什么事让别人觉得爱我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you done things to show your love?
到底你做了什么事？你觉得你是爱着对方，所以你为爱对方，你做了这件事情。
Have you done something recently that it is because of love you have done these things?
你知道做中国人的母亲是非常困难的。
So、I tell you that as a Chinese mother, it is difficult.
因为妈妈特别喜欢这个儿子。
Because the mother loves their sons.
我就想到我刚结婚的时候。
And then I thought about when I first got married.
我妈妈都受不了我洗碗洗筷子。
My mom would not want me to do any dishes.
那我的哥哥也是一样，我有两个哥哥，我们家三个儿子，我妈妈宝贝的不得了。
The same for my two older brothers. My mom treat them like gold.
所以呢，我们一洗碗一洗筷，她就受不了了。
So whenever we have to do dishes, she would be.
她就会看看媳妇。
And then she would look at the daughter-in-law.
哎，你怎么不去洗？
And she would thought about how come you are not doing the dishes.
那在我们的里面呢，其实我们根本也没有什么好抱怨，洗碗洗筷有什么大不了的。
But for me, I don't really care about doing the dishes.
所以呢。特别洗碗洗筷，如果能够增加我跟碧霜之间的感情，不是更好吗
？So particularly if all I gotta do is do dishes, why not?
可是没办法，我们总是中国人，总是两代同堂、三代同堂，甚至五代同堂都可以。
But I hear that for Chinese parents, there are generations coming together.
所以呢，婆婆住在一起的时候就非常的困难。
So it was hard when the mother-in-law was living with us.
啊，每次看到这个就要。看看媳妇。
Every time she looked at me doing dishes, she would look at the daughter-in-law.
可是我觉得今天的时代不一样。
But I tell you that now is a new age.
可能做媳妇的跟做儿子的是一样。
Maybe it is now the same for the daughter-in-law and the son.
他们白天也有一份工作。
Because now the wife also works.
晚上回来还要做这个煮饭的事情。
And at night time they come back, they have to make dinner.
对不起，我在家里是比较不煮饭的。
I'm sorry, but I don't cook.
所以呢，至少呢，你不煮饭没问题。可是你可以。 这个至少洗碗洗筷可以做得到。
So maybe if I don't cook, I can just do the dishes.
分担一点家务总可以。
I wanted to take some of the burden.
所以呢，我是觉得就是说，如果呢，这个夫妻呢能够过得很好。
So I think about it for a couple to be well.
我们做长辈的呢，就不要太在意他们小两口的生活。
And the elderly shouldn't disrupt the spouse.
因为可能我们做长辈的呢，多说了一句话，可能小两口之间就闹口角。
Because it is so easy for whatever the elderly said to cause a strife between the couple.
所以呢，只要夫妻之间配偶好好的照顾对方，我们要先把配偶照顾好，再来照顾我们的父母。
So if the spouses are taking care of each other, it is only after they finish taking over each other.
因为你把配偶照顾好了，你的配偶就会照顾你的父母亲。
Because once you take good care of your spouse, then your spouse help you take care of your parents.
所以呢，我们也不要太看重我们的儿女。
So don't pay too much attention to your children.
因为这一辈子呢，只有我们的配偶会跟我们在一起。
Because I tell you that in your lifetime, it is your spouse who is with you.
我们的儿女长大了，他会有他自己的先生，他会有他自己的儿女。
After your children grow up, they will find their own mate.
所以今天你要完全委身的是谁呢？
So today, who are you really serving?
就是你在你旁边陪伴你这一生的人。
It is your spouse who is next.
弟兄姊妹，今天要有一个爱在那里，主的爱在我们中间。
Brothers and sisters, we have to treat each other with the Lord's love.
然后我们在神的家里学会委身于主。
And then it is in the house of God that we can learn to serve.
让我们见到主，多多为主来做一些事。
So when we meet the Lord, we need to serve Him.
所以主的话说，当他进到那个西门家中的时候。
So here it says that when he got into the house of Simon.
有一个女人湿了眼泪，用头发来擦主耶稣的脚。
There's this woman who was using her own hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
可是西门什么事都没有做。
But Simon didn't do anything.
反而在那里论断很多的事物。
And then he was only judging a lot of things.
可是主耶稣就回答说，因为这个女人她的爱多。
And then Jesus said to Simon, because of this love of the
woman, 所以她的罪呢就赦免的也多。
It is through this great love that her
forgiveness is also great. 可是那个爱少的人呢，赦免也就少。
But whoever loved less, his forgiveness is less.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有活在爱的里面，
brothers and sisters, if we're not dwelling in love,
你要去饶恕别人太难太难了。
It is so difficult for you to forgive anything.
可是如果我们活在爱的里面，
but if we dwell in love,
常常很多事情就很容易过去。
A lot of things we just pass by.
因为在我们的思想里面知道我爱着对方。
Because we know that we love the other.
最后我们要来看到这个礼物的祝福。
And lastly, we looked at the languages of.
讲到我们是一个蒙恩的人。
That how we are the people who are blessed.
我们的主是一个赐恩的主。
That our Lord is the Lord who gives mercy.
所以呢，这个礼物说到是一个恩惠的礼物。
So this is the gift of grace.
这个礼物说到是一个白白的礼物。
This is a gift that is free.
所以第二章14节还有17节到18节的时候。
Yeah, so in chapter 2, 14, 17, 18,
特别讲到波阿斯就邀请路德，他说你可以拾取麦穗。
It says that Boaz told Ruth to collect the barley.
已经给他了一份礼物。
Already gave her some gift.
不但这样子，而且在吃饭的时候又让路德可以和他来同吃。
And not just that, when they're having dinner, Boaz asked Ruth to eat his bread.
哇，你知道那个同桌宴席的感觉是不一样。
Don't you know that if you're sitting on the same table, then it's a different feeling.
让你在我的田间拾取麦穗。
Come to my field to glean.
给你一个好处。
It's already a gift.
让你有一个怜爱的感觉。
Already give you a gift of love.
可是跟我同桌吃饭的时候，
But now if you can dine in the same table,
好像你在这个桌上是一个我所尊重的客人。
Now you have become a guest in my house.
凡桌上所为你摆上的，你都可以使用。
Whatever is on the table, it is for you.
所以我们看到这个波阿斯给路德一个极贵重的礼物。
So here we see that Boaz gave Ruth another great gift.
不但这样。
Not only this.
第三次呢，他告诉他的仆人，你们要把那个捆好的麦穗抽出来一点，让他来拾取。
After dinner, he asked his servants to give her an ephah of barley.
所以呢，他不但吃饱了。
So not only she is filled,
还有剩下。
She now has more.
这剩下的呢，还可以带回去。
Whatever she has now as leftover, she can bring with her.
台湾话有一句话是怎么说
？In Taiwanese, there's this saying.
我不太会说，玉双你讲一下。五价够量。然后的意思就是说吃完了呢还可以带一些走。
That means that not only you have enough to eat, but you have leftover.
吃完了还可以带一些走。
You even have leftover.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这样子给我们的配偶 给我们的儿女这样的礼物。
Brothers and sisters, are you bringing this love over to your spouse and your children?
所以在应用的时候，这里讲到送礼物都成为爱情并婚姻过程中的一个部分。
So here it says that when you give gift, giving gift is part of a marriage.
礼物拿在手中，
when you have this gift in your hand,
可以证明对方想到了我。
It shows that the other person is thinking about you.
礼物拿在手中，
when you have this gift in your hand,
知道对方惦记着我。
You know that the other person is thinking about.
弟兄姊妹，最近你有没有送你的太太或是先生礼物？
Brothers and sisters, have you been giving gifts?
没有，有没有？你知道吗？我感恩节的时候
I remember that it is during Thanksgiving.
那我们几个同事在我们主管家里面，我们就聊天聊起来。
That a couple coworkers we went to our boss house.
哎，有一个同事呢，就说：“哎，圣中我认识的。”
A brother, brother said, Song Zong, I know.
他是最抠的人。
He is a person who is the coldest.
因为我里面流露着客家人的血统。
Who is someone who is so cheap that does not want to spend money.
所以很多事情我都要非常的节省。
Because I'm a person who is very frugal.
好，我就跟他讲，哎，你搞错，我不是最抠的人。
And then I said, I'll let you know I'm not the cheapest person.
然后他就回头就问我。
And then he asked me this.
你太太今年生日的时候，你送她什么？
What did you buy your wife for her birthday?
哎，我一时之间也想不起来。
And all of a sudden I couldn't.
可是我知道我今年有送她礼物。
But I remember that I gave her something.
那反正她一问我，我哑口无言，我反应没那么快。
But when he asked me, I didn't know what to say.
后来呢，我回去想一想，今年我去年的生日，我真的是有送她礼物。
And then I remember, yes, indeed, I gave her a gift.
我带她去那个大峡谷。
I took her to the Grand Canyon. Remember?
然后呢，我又带她去那个羚羊谷。
And I also took her to the Antelope Valley.
你看到她看到了阳光多灿烂，她笑容多开心。
And then after she saw the beautiful sights, how she was enjoyed.
然后我带她去那个 Bryce Canyon.
And then I also took her to the Bryce Canyon.
一路上他都叫我回去回去回去。
On the whole way, she asked me to turn.
太远了，不要去，不要去，不要去。
It's just too far to travel.
可是呢，我还是舍命把他带过去。
But yet, I spent all my time taking her.
然后我又带他去西安公园。
I also took her to the Sion.
虽然我拼了老命都好像爬不上去。
It was so hard for me to climb.
可是呢，最后我们全家人都还是上去了。
But yet, our whole family reached the top at the end.
这就是我今年去年送他的。
And that's the gift I gave her.
可是呢，你看她一年活得多快乐啊
！And don't you think that she spent her time in happiness？
弟兄姊妹，主的话说了
，Brothers and sisters, the Lord said this.
神爱世人
，that the Lord loved man，
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
，that he even gave us his only begotten son，
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in him will not perish，
神为我们预备那么好的礼物
，the Lord has prepared for us this great gift，
要给我们
，to give you，
我们接受。
Why don't you receive it?
我们得到一份恩惠的礼物。
Receive this gift of grace.
神这样待我们。
Because this is what the Lord asks.
我们也要怎样彼此相待。
And he asks us to love each other.
如果你还没有给你的儿女。
If you're not, if you haven't given your children.
你还没给你的配偶。
If you haven't given your spouse.
一份他想得起你的礼物。
This gift that they will remember.
赶快预备好。
Why don't you prepare this gift?
到送礼物那一天给他一个惊喜。
On the day of giving, you give him this surprise.
最后呢，我们做一个结论。
And lastly, let me give you a conclusion.
也就是说，从收取大麦的日子到收完大麦的日子。
Is that from the harvest of the barley to the harvest of the wheat?
他们在这样的日子里面彼此相爱。
In this whole time, they love each other.
所以呢，第五种语言特别讲到一个亲密的接触。
The fifth language is the physical touch.
所以在21到22节这里说到。
So in verse 21 and 22 it says,
摩押的女子路德说
For this Ruth the Moabite said,
波阿斯跟我讲
He said to me,
你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗
You should stay close to my servants until they have finished,
只等他们收完了我的庄稼
Until they finish all my harvest.
那你就对路德说
And then Naomi said to Ruth,
女儿啊
said, It is good, my daughter,
你跟着他的使女出去
It is good that you go out with his maid.
不要叫人遇见你在别人的田间。
So that the others do not fall up on you in another field.
这是最上算的。
This is the greatest plan.
所以呢，我们要有一个身体上的接触的时候。
So when we have this physical touch.
所以是说到我们彼此之间要有一个亲密接触的时候。
Talk about how we need to have this intimate relationship.
就是在 这样的一个接触点的时候，一面呢，我们可以传达一份爱出去。
It is at this point that we can express a love.
一面呢，我们也可以传达一个恨出去。
And then on the other hand, we can also express our hatred.
就在于我们怎么样把前面这四种语言把它丰富了。
This touch could represent love or hate. It depends on the other four languages.
如果前面这四种语言我们彼此都丰富之后，
If the first four languages are fulfilled.
进到这个接触的爱里面，
Then when we come to this physical touch,
那个才是爱。
It will show love.
可是如果我们缺少前面这四种爱的语言，
But we felt the first four languages.
进到这样一个接触的关系里面，
when we come to the fifth touch,
你知道那是一个暴力，那是一个仇恨。
Then this physical touch became violence.
所以如果我们好好的训练我们前面会说这四种爱的语言，
If we spend effort on the first four languages of
love, 那我们要求有第五种爱的语言说出来之前，
then before we start physically touching each other,
你发现我们会做得非常的自然。
Then you will know that it will come naturally.
在我父亲的时代，
in the time of my father,
那我们去教会的时候，
when we went to church,
也是像这样的一个会所。
A church was just like this.
那姐妹呢，全部都坐在这里。
Sisters would sit on one side.
那弟兄呢，全部都坐在。
And brother on the other side.
所以呢，一边是姐妹，一边是弟兄。
So one side is all sisters, the other side brothers.
可是呢，今天我们不一样。
But today we're different.
那时代又改变。
Our time has changed.
那弟兄姊妹，你们都可以分别坐在这，想坐哪里就坐哪里。
And brothers and sisters, now you can mingle and sit wherever you want.
因为我们教会没有这样的限制。
Because a church does not have that boundary.
可是我更盼望的。
But one thing I hope for.
是我们到了教会，我们夫妻可以坐在一起。
Is that when we come to church, husband and wife sit together.
星期五的时候。
Even on Friday.
我在这里领会。
I was leading.
我一边领会，仲亮就在那边一直讲话。
And then when I was leading, Brother Song was talking.
那尹佩就在那里。
And his wife was right there.
那我分享什么，仲亮就非常有反应。
Whatever I was speaking, our brother was responding.
当然我也没有说你反应什么，你怎么都不专心听我讲话。
But then I didn't say, how come you're just responding and not listening to me?
不管他反应什么了。
But doesn't matter what he's saying.
可是呢，他有反应的时候，至少不是跟我反应，他跟尹佩反应。
Whatever he's responding only to his wife, not me.
所以呢，如果夫妻坐在一起的时候，
So if husband and wife sit together,
有一句神的话提醒你的时候，
Whatever when the words of God touches you,
那你就可以跟你的配偶反映一下。
You can share with your spouse.
甚至呢，在祷告的时候，
Even more when you pray,
可能你有被感动了，
when you're touched,
那你就顺手就可以抓住你先生或是你太太的手，
and you could grab your spouse's hand,
就可以一起祷告。
And now you can pray
to 弟兄姊妹，我不是要你们来教会晒恩爱。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not asking you to show your public affection.
不是要你聚会从头到尾都你们配偶都。
I'm not asking you to hold hands and hold shoulders everywhere.
可是有一件事情我们都可以做到。
But one thing we can all do.
就是在快乐的时候给我们配偶一个微笑。
Is that when you're happy, smile to your spouse.
讲到你心里的时候你知道这个传道人又在讲我。
When a word penetrates into you, you can smile and say, oh yeah, this is me.
看看太太，下次我会改进。
You can look at your wife and say, I can be better.
或是看看老公。
Or maybe the wife can look at the husband.
你不用担心，我下次会做到。
And said, "Don't worry, next time I'll do it."
所以我是觉得呢，在我们适当的时候，
so I think that it is in the appropriate
time, 体会到对方的爱，
to understand the other's love.
千万别忘记给对方一个拥抱。
Don't forget to hug them once in a while.
所以我有时候我们在台上诗会说，弟兄姊妹站起来，我们来唱一首诗歌。那唱诗歌之前，你要跟几位弟兄姊妹握手问安。
So sometimes when we sing a song, we'll ask you to stand up and shake brother or sister's hand.
其实呢，在我们跟别人握手之前，一站起来，你的太太、你的先生就在旁边。
But then I tell you that when you stand up, the person right next to you is your spouse.
很自然的，你就先拥抱他。
Why don't you just hug your spouse?
再去礼貌性的跟别的弟兄姊妹握手。
And then after that, you go shake others' hands.
如果就是我们最亲密的伴侣，我们都不能拥抱。
If your closest spouse, you can't even give a hug.
跟我们关系比较没那么密切的弟兄姊妹，我们可以去抱他。
How can you hug other brothers and sisters that are not as close?
很奇怪嘛，对不对？
Isn't that weird?
所以呢，
So,
从收取大麦的日子到收完大麦的日子，
From the beginning of the harvest to the end of the harvest,
从神呼召的那一日开始，
On the day that you were called,
到见主面的那一日。
Until the day you meet the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，让我们活在彼此相爱的日子里面。
Brothers and sisters, all these times, spend it in love.
有时候不是难啊，有时候就是那么难，虽然我讲得很容易。
Yes, sometimes I know it's hard, even though it's easy to say.
啊，身体力行就是不简单。
It is hard when you need to act.
虽然呢，这位弟兄他在分享的时候说到夫妻的关系。
So even though in this brother's book he talked about the relationship of a couple,
我更愿意把它多提升一点，讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
But I want to use it and raise it up a level. It is between us and the Lord.
说到我们弟兄姊妹彼此的关系。
It also talked about the relationship between brothers and sisters.
说到我们跟儿女的关系。
Talk about the relationship between us and our children.
我们做儿女的，反过来，我们跟我们的父母也要有这样的关系。
And also as children, our relationship with our parents.
有时候我们再怎么讲，也都没有用。
A lot of times it is useless, whatever you say.
可是如果我们行出来的话
But it is when you act,
那就不一样
then it's different.
所以我常常赞成、啊、今天我多用一点时间我常常赞成加深所说的
So there is one thing that I always affirm with Brother Timothy
他说在我们教会里面我们不会常常讲一些婚姻辅导的事
That in our church we don't talk much about relationship or marriage or whatever
因为我们的弟兄呢他常常跟我们勉励有一件事情是最重要的
Because a brother would always encourage one the most important thing
就是站在神话语的根基上
is that we have to build our foundation in the words of God
神的话怎么讲
whatever the words of God says
我们怎么做
that's how we act
所以呢虽然有许多这种家庭婚姻的活动
so yes there are many many activities between marriage couples
若是有的话我也要鼓励弟兄姊妹多多参加
if there are such activities I would encourage you to join
因为我们真的要学习说出那五种爱的语言来
because we need to learn how to speak these five languages
可是呢圣经里面的教导就帮助我们能够说出这五种的语言
and it is the teaching of the Bible that will help us learn these languages
不要舍本逐末不要把次序颠倒。
So, make sure you know your priority.
神的话第一。
God's word first.
活出神的爱第二。
To live out God's love.
有了神的话神的爱自然就能活出。
With God's word, it is natural for you to live out His love.
让我们好好的思想他是赐福的主。
So let us remember that He is the God who blesses.
他常常用话语肯定我们。
He would use His words to affirm our action.
我们是蒙福的人。
That we are the blessed people.
他是呼召的主。
He is the Lord who calls.
他花时间与我们相处。
He wants to spend time with us.
我们是蒙召的人。
That we are the people who are
called. 他是赐恩的主。
He is the Lord who gives grace.
他把那最上好的礼物给我们。
He has given us the best gift.
我们是蒙恩的人。
That we are the people.
他是那位慈爱的主。
He is the God who loves.
他先来服侍我们。
He served us first.
服侍我们到一个地步，明白他的爱，我们是蒙爱的人。
Serve us until a point that we now understand His love.
他是那个最亲密的主。
He is the Lord who is close.
他带我们进入到他的荣耀里面，好叫我们能够摸到他的荣耀。
He is the one who brings us into glory to touch Him.
我们知道我们是蒙悦纳的人。
That we are the people that are now accepted.
弟兄姊妹。我们彼此勉励
Brothers and sisters, encourage each other.
在神的家里面我们一起成长
In His house, let us grow up.
我们一起来唱诗歌348首
Let us sing song 348.
他名士相高我们请诗琴的弟兄姐妹我们弹奏一次你就来唱这首诗歌348首
348